brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Broadcast, incredibly important transmission lined up today, just off the charts information. And we tend to be so comfortable living inside this new world order that as it radically accelerates its global program of warfare, dehumanization, impoverishment, and overthrows every form of liberty and ancient system of freedom and law, from the Magna Carta to the Constitution to similar laws and codes around the world, even I tend to just get punch drunk from it and just expect it to happen. So today we're going to really focus predominantly on the designed global financial implosion that the six big megabanks are openly launching to bring the world under their control through fraud, and to have the traitor leaders that they have installed trick the public into signing on to debt bondage. Now, on top of that, they're going to have environmentalist tyranny that has nothing to do with the environment. As a carbon tax, that's accelerating with the airlines, the counties, the cities, the states. They don't care. They're just going ahead with it worldwide. Global standardization. But the big news, obviously, is Iran. Why would they try to start a war with a country that is armed to the teeth and has China backing them up? And that many mainline analysts have said could lead to World War III, will definitely lead to a short-term industrial depression in Europe. There's different numbers, but roughly 40% of the world's oil supply on any given day travels through the Strait of Hormuz. The globalists are shutting off Iranian oil sales. That's about half the money their government gets to fund the whole country. And they're banning the importation of gasoline. The EU set, the U.S. is involved, NATO. They're set to vote on this in 2.5 weeks. 2.5 weeks, regardless of what you think about the Iranians. This is not going to be another turkey shoot like sending in the giant U.S. military behind the scenes on record paying off the main Iraqi military. Over 90% of it they paid, the generals and others, beforehand to stand down when the invasion of 2003 kicked off after 13, 14 years of sanctions, on and off bombing, UN inspectors in dismantling it, Saddam a total tin horn third world dictator, and we lost 6,000 U.S. troops, and conservatively a million Iraqis died one way or another from the war. That's the British Lancet Journal and many other prestigious groups in by 2007 said it was a mill, probably 1,200,000. We know this. Iraq was 26 million. It's now 23 million. And they estimate about 2 million of those have fled the country. So 1 million people went bye-bye into a fog. And the West funded Shiite and Sunnis to kill each other, to create destabilization, to create the perception of a war, so that the West could stay there and have no-bid contracts and build up its bases and terrorist forces, Al-Qaeda forces, to launch attacks into Iran, which is now going on. And the controlled media thinks you're so stupid, they tell you Iran runs Al-Qaeda. Iran is arch enemies with Saudi Arabian Wahhabists. They are Shiite. Does Iran fund what you call asymmetrical warfare or terrorist? You bet your bucks they do, your bottom dollar. You bet your hind end they do. But to have our so-called media telling us that they're running Al-Qaeda, when our criminal government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya, in Syria, in Iran, that's the fact. So you've got big confrontation coming up on the other side. We'll break it down. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in Youngevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is absolutely no doubt now that Europe, the United States, Israel, as well as England, are preparing a military confrontation with the heavily armed 76 million person Iranian population. And we have the headline by Kurt Nimmo that breaks it all down. Alert, Iran crisis headed for World War III. And he has the links to the mainline communist Chinese government-run newspapers saying they will back Iran during a military attack. The Russians have also deployed some of their fleets and are saying they will defend Syria during an attack. U.S. military forces have been deployed as of last week, Israeli papers reported, with almost no coverage here, between the Lebanon-Syrian border. At least 2,000 U.S. troops were deployed, not for an exercise, but what Jerusalem Post called a deployment to coordinate military operations from air, land, and sea between the U.S., IDF, Israeli Defense Forces. Between the U.S. and IDF forces. As you know, last week, the Iranian government, their head of their Joint Chiefs of Staff, and their top admiral both said, if you enter this area and do military drills off our coastline in the Strait of Hormuz, it will be your last warning. You have your last warning. Do not return. That's a quote. Do not return. This is your only warning. Now, the West, if you read the fine print of what the Euro, the EU dictatorship is pushing, the countries aren't allowed to vote on it. They're just in it. They're announcing they're going to start blocking gasoline imports into Iran. They import over 50%, probably 51% of their refined gasoline. And they export oil and then import it back refined. They don't have the money and the infrastructure to refine more than half of the fuel they need. So what they run their country off of, oil. Imagine if the United States had half its gasoline cut off. They are putting Iran into an absolute confrontation mode. Just as Lindsey Williams' source said, just as the Rand Corporation called for 3 years ago, it is happening. On top of this, Saturday, the United States and Israel announced they are going to send in the next 5 days their fleets into the Strait of Hormuz, including U.S. missile cruisers with nuclear weapons, Israeli missile cruisers with nuclear weapons, Israeli submarines with nuclear weapons. It is insane what's happening. And if you turn on the news, as I did this morning and last night, you're hearing about Tebow or Tybo or whatever his name is. You're hearing about the latest fashion shows. You're hearing about how great and invincible Mitt, open borders, carbon tax, pro-abortion, anti-gun, Obamacare author, how he's invincible and the presumptive nominee for the Republicans. And CBS, we have a video coming up later. CBS ran a news piece, just as others have done in past polls, and they mentioned first, third, fourth, and fifth, and don't mention Ron Paul in second, right behind Mitt Romney. We have an article on that by Paul Watson at Infowars.com with links to the video as well and a screenshot of the poll. This is the way they treat the American people. Now, why is this Iran situation so important? Right as the globalists implode the world economy, have government sign sovereignty in Europe and the U.S. through the super Congress, through the super unelected EU bureaucracy, as the public is told it's their debt when 90%+ of it's not your debt, tens of trillions a year pumped out in Europe, in the U.S., into black hole private banks. They tell Congress, they tell the European individual nations, we won't tell you where the money went. Private lawsuits find out because they're plaintiffs. Some of it's their money. They take people's private money, steal it out of accounts, bring down banks, bring down companies, and then get bailouts from government and don't even use it to prop up companies. They just shut them down and keep it. I mean, the world, according to all the former top federal regulators like William K. Black and others that sent hundreds to prison for just the small S&L, nothing compared to this. This is several orders of magnitude, meaning exponentially, logarithmically bigger. The globalists are madmen. 40-1 bets with people's private bank accounts, hailed by the media as absolutely cool, top advisor to Obama, Corzine. Lies to Congress, gets caught, head of the CME group, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, says he's lying, nobody gets in trouble. I mean, we're seeing magnitudes of corruption by two magnitudes at least, two logarithmic, exponential, hyperbolic, gargantuan, dwarfing anything ever seen, an orgy of all-out stealing everything. You know why? Because they're going to blow stuff up. They might even nuke cities and firebomb and bomb police stations and blame it on domestic groups. And the whore media will line up and say it's domestic groups, and the good old boys will get out and salute while talk show hosts are being arrested and drug off. That's what the globalists are counting on. Now, I'm telling you, they could say Iran did it. They could say anything. They could release a bioweapon. They could do any false flag you can imagine. But the entire system is set up around continuity of government and total takeover of society. And this is an absolute red level emergency situation. The globalists have shown that they are so wild with hubris and arrogance that they are capable of anything. We learned a year and a half ago, and nobody got in trouble, that the top 14 insurance companies, themselves subsidiaries of the six megabanks, Prudential and others. This was in Bloomberg AP, but never made it in your local paper, never a big nightly news item. Made deals to take the death benefits of U.S. troops from World War II through current. I mean, that's cold-blooded, folks, to take people's private insurance policies and to let the, because the Department of Defense administers them. I mean, these are just naked crooks, but they know how to start a war with a country they've overthrown twice and set up torture groups. And they probably are running the mullahs today to some extent. Iran-Contra helped put them in power in 79. I mean, go look it up if you didn't know the globalists. See, it's the megabanks playing us all off against each other, and they want a giant political diversion. They want a giant political distraction. They want a giant earth-shattering, earth-shaking war, a huge event where aircraft carriers are on fire and missiles are being fired and tactical nukes are being launched into Iran and Iranian sleeper cells, which Iran actually says they've got and will use. The globalists may not have to stage a false flag. They'll have Iranians bombing New York, bombing Los Angeles, bombing Chicago, bombing Austin, Texas, bombing Houston, shooting people in the streets because they're getting nuked and attacked. And the globalists will push the plunger, boom, tactical nuke, say Iran did it, and then it's martial law so hardcore it's going to make your head spin. And you're going to be ordered to turn your guns in. And you're going to be ordered to swear an oath to them. And you're going to see all the spies they've hired and all the control freaks and all the intelligence units activated on you and lots of televised SWAT teams killing, quote, you know, right-wing extremists and lots of military bases being attacked by the globalists themselves, blamed on domestic groups claiming we work with al-Qaeda. And Iran, this is the full spectrum warfare of the bankers running America. And once they trigger this war, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a war on the American people and a war on the Iranians. You better believe it. And it is going to be hellish. Now, I'm telling you, this is in the works, in the cards. What I've told you is a very possible scenario that I can see and reverse engineer from all their action, and I know they've got everything I just said in blueprint model battle plans right now. I just gave you one of their major battle plans right there. Because everything in intelligence is watching movements, and the globalists think you're stupid, so they hide everything in plain view. And about 90% of my prime projection I just gave you is open source information. The rest is knowing the enemy's mind. But they could go with a bio attack and say the Iranians did it, or just say one popped up during this crisis to get us all to unify behind the government. What did they talk about in the New Hampshire debate, the one I watched Saturday night? They kept talking about we need to get the public trust back. And it's all about making them look trustworthy and making them look good and fatherly and nice. Those are all little nobody puppets except Ron Paul. That's why it's anybody but Ron Paul. So I want you to understand, I told you they'd implode Europe over a decade ago through derivatives and use the EU bureaucracy to fully take what sovereignty was left. Boom, it's happening. Bank of the World being announced, every major magazine that's in financial news, this establishment, economists, Bloomberg, you name it, saying technocrats, unelected, need to run things now. Freedom isn't good. The Constitution's bad. You know, Time Magazine, Newsweek, they're selling tyranny as the answer right now. And I know their plan. I told you 10 years ago they start putting TSA on the streets. Now it's being announced and being done all over the country. You drive up, there's guys with machine guns searching your cars, searching you on the street. They're beta testing total martial law. And they're going to start a civil war. They want a civil war. They're going to march the idiots in Homeland Security up against the American people. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Now, in the midst of a huge confrontation with Iran coming up, Iran says they take it as a military attack if they are put under siege, their industrial civilization. A lot of areas of Iran look like Chicago or Dallas, Texas. Big, glistening, high-rise buildings, people in suits and ties walking around. About 70%, if you look at the general polls, of Iranians are big fans of the U.S., but they're going to be attacked. And they're saying that when their power gets cut off, they are going to go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz and give Europe and the U.S. the same medicine they're getting, And the Israelis and the U.S. have said, that is the people that run Israel and run the United States have said, you know what? We're going to attack you when you do that. It's like, we're going to cut your power off, and we're going to have terrorists inside your country. I even have a Washington Post article today admitting that the U.S. and Israel are blowing up missile bases and assassinating people in Iran. I mean, whole bases blow up. Whole military command bases blow up. Whole missile bases blow up. Ahmed Dinajid's driving across a bridge. It blows up right after he drives across it. The Iranians, if they were so crazy, they're just taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it. But they're saying, if you cut off half our power, we're going to have to go to war with you. Because siege, embargo, blockade is the oldest form of war. Under international law, Ron Paul has pointed out it's an act of war. Can you imagine if somebody cut off half our fuel? I mean, folks, a lot of the average good old boys, liquor sales, pizza sales go off the charts when there's a war. More than New Year's and Christmas and Thanksgiving combined. I've talked to liquor store owners. I've seen the statistics in the news. When there's a new war, people go get drunk. They have barbecues. They sit there like it's a video game. As the banks that run America use our military to terrorize third world nations, of course they hate us. And then they say, well, if we weren't dependent on oil, we wouldn't have to buy it from them. All the Republicans say that. The big oil companies and banks that run this country don't want the oil to be developed. They're always blocking it. It isn't some little hippie person blocking exploration of oil. It's the big oil companies. It's on record. The Associated Press sued in 2000 and got documents from 1996. We've written big articles on it where the big 10 oil companies got together in meetings and said, we got to buy up all the refineries. There's too much oil. We'll shut it down that way. And we'll also, you know, basically covertly fund environmentalist groups to stop development here to shut down all the smaller companies. It's on record. And they fund the whole peak oil thing. The oil companies do. There's no oil left. To train you that there's no oil. Just like they're shutting down all of our coal plants that aren't owned by GE. And the power prices are going off the charts. They know what they're doing. They'd like to sell you less for a whole lot more. And it's real simple. It's real simple. The globalists are going to love it. Saudi Arabia's already said they're going to love it when the strait gets shut down. They're going to make even more money. You're going to pay a lot more. You're going to pay $6, $7 at the pump, and they're going to tell you Iran did it. You think the Iranians are like paying two, three times at the pump? They're human beings too. Now, let's go to this clip. Here's CBS News. It's got a thing with McCain worshiping, anti-gun, open border McCain, carbon tax McCain, torture lover McCain, who said he was for torture but voted for it. Against torture, but voted for it. Here it is. CBS reporter blatantly excludes Ron Paul from coverage, despite the fact that Paul is surging and Romney sliding. Yeah, Romney sliding in New Hampshire. That's what all the polls show. Paul is 8 to 15 points, depending on which poll. And look, it's going to show the graphic. CBS News. CBS News won't even tell their viewers Ron Paul exists. They think you're idiots. This is the disdain of these people. Here's the clip.
And that is to make sure that we make Mitt Romney the next president of the United States of America.
Expectations are high in what has become Romney's adopted home state. A new Suffolk University poll shows him with a commanding lead in New Hampshire at almost 30 points above his rivals. At the same time, Newt Gingrich and John Huntsman have faltered. Rick Santorum, who polls in single digits here, is looking to give Romney a run in the Granite State after his near victory in Iowa. As for the losing...
Okay, back that up for a minute with the graphic there. And I'm going to have that redone. We grabbed that CBS and put our graphic around it, but it cuts off the numbers there. I'm going to show this on the nightly news again tonight. It's big news, but there's the full graphic. Romney 43, Gingrich 9, Huntsman 7, Santorum 6. They don't even let you know there that 20-something percent is Ron Paul, and they don't even show him. This is how they manage reality. This is why your neighbors seem so dumb. This is why they're so ignorant. I run into a lot of people still don't even know who Ron Paul is. So, yes, those of us that can see that are awake, we know all about it, but the average person is literally sucking their thumb.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer to break down more on Iran. Then investigative journalist, former NSA officer Wayne Madsen, and will be joining us as well to break this down. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer currently serves as the Director of External Communications of the Center for Advanced Defense Studies as a consultant. He is a Senior Operations Officer, Military Operations Training Course, MOTC, and it just goes through all the combat he's been in, Afghanistan, you name it, the Stratus Ivy Group trying to kill bin Laden, who could have killed him but was blocked from doing it right before 9/11. Abel Danger, his testimony to Congress, he awarded the Bronze Star for his first of two combat tours in Afghanistan. He was credited for conducting highly complex operational support of NSA and for playing a critical role in breaking the back of the Taliban counteroffensive in fall of 2003. In addition, he was called back to active duty in Desert Storm, Desert Shield in 91, performed special support to Army Intelligence. He's been deployed to Thailand, Germany, New Zealand, and much more. OperationDarkHeart.com is where you can find out about his best-selling book that got pulled for a while when the government cut some pieces out of it. really just as a dirty trick, as much of what he'd talked about had already been documented. But he joins us for the next 30 minutes to look at Iran. A lot of analysts have said this could lead to World War III. The Chinese have said, their president said, prepare for war with the United States. They've said they will back them militarily. They said they'll back Pakistan militarily. The question is, will they follow through on that? China needs that oil, has a lot of projects there. They're the ones helping them build reactors. And for those that don't know, who just tuned in, Debka File, Reuters, Jerusalem Post, I mean, I've got like 50 articles here, no exaggeration. Russian, French warships off Syria, Iran, U.S. drones over Iranian coast. Iran has ability to block Strait of Hormuz. U.S. General Dempsey tells CBS 3 weeks ago he said they couldn't. Breaking with Admiral Mullen, the last Joint Chiefs, and before that, Fox Fallon, who, of course, were Navy men, admirals. So a lot of weird stuff out of Dempsey, I tell you. If he's going to say they can't block it, he should just stick with it, even if it's wrong. But Iran reported to enrich uranium in an underground lab. All of that's going on. Judy Miller alert. The New York Times is lying about Iran's nuclear program again, implying they're enriching weapons grade when it's documented that they're not. Here's another one. Iran to launch nuclear work again in that bunker. All of this is just getting crazier and crazier. And here's the biggest news from my perspective. We're going to Colonel Shaver. They're saying that they will block the Strait of Hormuz now in official Iranian press TV, official government organs, if the embargo by Europe goes ahead of Iranian oil, which is how they fund most of their government. And they're saying they're going to embargo refined gas. They sell raw oil and then buy refined gasoline 51%. So this is an industrial depression for them. So the people that want war have pushed them into this, and we're here. This is a big deal. And Europe's set to vote in less than 3 weeks on this, but that's not even the biggest news. We have the, and I have trouble not, you know, hyperventilating when I think about this, because this is crazy, folks. They have the U.S. fleet, an Israeli fleet, the Associated Press report, steaming towards the Strait of Hormuz, after Iran last week issued a challenge that do not come through the strait again, this is your last warning. So that a wild provocation by Iran. And Israel, the United States going in, so either they're going to blink or something's going to happen. How did things escalate this fast, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Shaffer, sir?
I think there's three things that we have to consider as we look to the future. First, as you brought out, and I think very well stated, the Iranians have huge problems inside if they decide to do the blockade, because they do it. They are a net importer of gasoline. Their economy depends on that. Secondly, no matter how much they saber rattle, and look, I got to tell you, Alex, we could take care of the Iranian Navy in a matter of hours, and I'm not exaggerating. I despite the fact that there's a lot of, I think, conflicting information, look, we've got a carrier sitting, you know, in there right now. We don't need more than a couple of carriers to take care of what would be necessary. With that said, we have to understand the huge consequences of that action regarding our own economy. This is a fragile recovery. Some would argue it's barely moving forward. And I don't think anybody wants $5 gallons of gas, but that's what would happen the moment we actually have something happen to interfere with, I think, arguably, you're talking about one-third of the oil going through the Straits of Hormuz. Now, keep in mind that we're down to about 16% of our incoming oil comes out of that region, mostly out of OPEC countries, which are friendly to us. With that said, the cost of doing business with gas, with crude could go up. Secondly, the Iranians themselves, I think, are trying to do things. And I said this in a recent interview, which got a lot of additional airtime. The Iranians understand how to push our buttons because they've watched the North Koreans do it very effectively. One would call it brinksmanship, where the North Koreans have been able to walk us up to a line, poke us in the eye, and step back. I think the Iranians have noted how to do that. So the question becomes, do we blink? Do we actually give in to them like we've done the North Koreans in the past? I think the Iranians are trying to push us right to that level of will you back down or not. The third issue, I think, is one we have to consider very carefully, is the Iranian people. The Iranian people, for the most part, are pro-reform. They are essentially a people under the repressive regime of these mullahs who have kept them down since the 79. So the people themselves are pro-U.S. We need to do everything we can to prompt the Iranian people to move forward in a positive way to change their own government. Frankly, our taking military action at this point may well make them our adversary as well. What we need to do is walk the line here to not give in to the Iranian government, but at the same time encourage the Iranian people to do what's best for them and the rest of the world, to move forward with pushing their radical regime out and doing something to join the rest of the West of the free world.
Well, obviously, just with aircraft at high altitude, they can target with precision-guided munitions and take out most of those boats. But then when ships come by, there's all sorts of missiles hidden by the tens of thousands, as you know, in those hills overlooking that. And when the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey, comes out and says, okay, they can block the strait, from the intel and the research, because I know you're really an Iranian expert, how are they planning to block it? What, just send a bunch of barges out and sink them, or sink other ships that are coming through?
Oh, they'd have to do something with large ships, container ships and fuel ships. That's the only way they could do it. Now, the whole idea of having these small weapons hidden within the mountains and hills, I get that. But we have very sophisticated technology which could take that out. And frankly, look, B-52s carpet bombing the coast, that's not unheard of. And I think we could take out a lot of that. What they'd have to do is smaller boats focused on some of these large tankers. So we can't be everywhere we need to be regarding the large tankers. That's something they would do. And you're an expert in this, Alex, asymmetric warfare. They would look at the seams within our own defense, where we can't be, they would go. And so we can't hope to actually protect every single ship going in and out of there. Therefore, we'd have to go under the radar, so to speak. So I think that they've been very effective with small boat operations. Frankly, I've talked to folks on the inside, and they're worried to death about these small rubber boats that they can't see coming that could do all sorts of things to large tankers that we can't prevent. So I think clearly they would be trying to do exactly what you're proposing here, so this kind of under-the-radar thing. With that said, I think that there's things that could be done in other parts of against their infrastructure, which would matter. But again, the military solution would require eventually, and I'm going to say this, people aren't going to like it, boots on the ground in some form. You can only do so much remotely. You can only do so much with drones. You can only do so much with airframes. To actually be effective, you've got to put boots on the ground, either special operations guys or military forces of some sort, to sort things out internally. And that's the problem with the inside of Iran. Like, we don't know where they've hidden everything. To be effective, out there, new.
I tell you what, Colonel Schaefer, stay there. Your cell phone's been great. I know we got you on short notice, but it's breaking up a bit. Let's give it a pause for a moment and see if your cell phone reception comes back here. Can you hear me now? Colonel Schaefer, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear me now.
Okay, great. Yeah, you started cutting out after you talked about boots on the ground.
We've got to consider the fact that to be effective, you've got to go into the interior in some form. And so to do that, you've got to have special operations guys or somebody there to physically check things out, because they, the Iranians, know how to manipulate how they appear to our what we call ISR, our collection systems. So, again, if we're looking at actually being effective at going out after targets, I'm told there's 300 targets we would have to take out to be effective in going after the nuclear program. I just don't think we have that level of capability. And then plus you have secondary effects of the economic disaster that would be caused by an actual armed conflict with the Iranians. So I think both sides, I'd like to believe, are only saber-rattling. I think both sides understand the huge consequences of military action that would hurt both sides immensely.
We're going to pull this article up, Colonel Schaefer, but a few weeks ago, the head of Iranian intelligence for their parliament said that the attack would be taken to Tel Aviv and New York with asymmetrical, sleeper cells. From your research on Iran, do they have the capability to do that? And why would Iran go from not saber-rattling to really saying, okay, your ships come back through, we're going to attack them. Okay, we'll attack you in New York. I mean, that's really asking for it to say that they're going to attack Tel Aviv and New York.
where I don't think that the Iranians are willing to go to that level of asymmetric warfare against us. To answer your first question, Alex, do I believe they have cells? Yes, I do. The Quds Force and the IRGC are very effective, very sophisticated organizations. However, and you and I talked about this last interview, I don't think they're as ham-handed to do the assassination of the Saudi Arabian ambassador here as was purported. I just don't think that's sloppy. But with that said, then, I don't think they're willing to go to a use of these capabilities at this point in time because, frankly, they've been gaining everything they need to continue to develop their nuclear program and work to destabilize the Middle East through their own methods. So why would you change your game plan if you're actually being effective in doing what you need to continue to create your nuclear and be effective in defending the Syrians, because that's part of their deal. They're trying to defend the Assad government. So what would they change? I don't think that they actually do. They're going to be very effective in doing what they can. I don't think they're going to go past saber rattling at this point in time.
Well, that's good news. So then what do you make? I mean, obviously you can't tell us anything that's classified, but most people I talk to in the military, high and low, say Israel's going to attack. It's only a question of when. We have U.S. troops being sent into Israel right now for missile tests.
Alex, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm getting some static, but I think that it's very clear that the Iranians don't know.
Yeah, that's strange. His phone got broken in on. That was a cell phone. We got him short notice. We'll get him back on the line. But I was going to get into Ron Paul. You know, the Huntsman campaign ran an ad making fun of Ron Paul, talking about Israel founding Hamas, even though that's in the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Associated Press. That's not debatable. And they've also been criticizing him for going along with what the last two chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said. What the Secretary of Defense says, what the head of the Bin Laden unit says, what Colonel Schaefer says, that it is not a good idea to attack Iran. I mean, even most of the establishment people say don't do it. Most of them say don't do it. And they are really trying to start this war up right now. So my question for him is going to be, you know, is the word he's getting, I mean, is this leaning more and more towards war? I mean, obviously it is. You've got Iran bluffing, or maybe they're bluffing, and the question is, will the Israeli and U.S. ships stage some type of Gulf of Tonkin, or will there be an accident? Colonel, I don't know how much of that last question you heard before your line got broken into and cut off, but...
go ahead.
Well, it sounds like we've got a better connection now. What's the bottom line? I mean, are things accelerating towards war, or is this just more of the same? Because all my military sources say Israel's going to strike them. The question is, when?
Well, and that's the issue, I think, of the day. The Israelis still don't understand, or I don't think we know if our government would back them up on it. I think there's been a great deal of ambivalence, to use a word, from our own White House regarding what they would do on this. And I'm not sure if this is by design or by the fact they just don't know what to do. Look, the White House was asking as late as a couple of days before New Year's about getting assessments of what would happen if we go to war over the Straits regarding the economic question. So I just don't know how the White House is viewing all this. And I think the Israelis are getting the same kind of, we don't know what's going to happen. And the other thing about this, and again, I hear the same thing about the Israelis wanting to go forward. And Alex, you probably noted they actually tested the Jericho 2 missile back in December, which, by the way, just for your listeners to understand, that is a nuclear-capable weapon. That was no accident. They actually chose to do the test launch of that because there's rumors that I'm hearing also that the Israelis, if they feel that they really are going to be threatened, may go ahead and do a first strike of nuclear weapons, which would be obviously very bold, very dramatic. But this would be the consequence of them not, knowing if we're going to back them up or not, because they may feel that their back is against the wall and have to take direct action. action. So that's what, you know, we a lot of folks do believe it. I do believe it. But I think the big question is, to the Israelis and to others, will we back them up or not? That's something I don't think anybody really knows.
Just incredibly creepy that they've got a bunch of Jericho missiles sitting out there in their silos and out there at their gantries with hundreds of nuclear weapons that Israel's got. And how is Israel going to try to sell that politically if they preemptively nuke somebody after all these decades denying they have nukes, denying the elephant in the room? And even if they release their strategic oil supply, there's going to be a chain reaction worldwide that's going to cause speculation to go crazy. They're talking about $7 a gallon gas, Colonel.
Right. Exactly. And this is the issue of uncertainty. This is one of those areas where I think everybody would be better off understanding which side, who's going to do what. I mean, one of the constant criticisms I get from my Facebook friends is, you know, I keep talking about the fact that I do strongly believe this is all saber-rattling. Well, you know, even when you're saber-rattling, people can make mistakes. During the Cold War, we almost went to war with the Soviets three different times because of misunderstanding. So that could well happen here. The biggest thing we could do, Alex, as a nation, is be very clear on what we are willing to do. At this point in time, I think I agree with Ron Paul's position most on Iran. I think that he is most common sense. You know, the Iranians will probably end up with a weapon if they don't already have the components thereof. Therefore, you have to look at what's doable. The idea of attacking them at this point, based on the secondary and third order consequences, is probably not the best bet. But at the same time, we got to have a course of action moving forward, which will allow us to protect our allies. And the Israelis aren't feeling like they ain't feeling a lot of love from us when you have Secretary of Defense Panetta, you know, demanding that they get back to the table. So I think a lot of the rhetoric is not well thought. And I think by allowing the rhetoric to be what everybody understands, you know, to be the case, we're not really doing a good job of defending our own interests by the fact that we have others act on our behalf and force us to do things we don't want to do. This is why it's very dangerous at the current point.
How do China and Russia fit into this? I mean, clearly their posture has gotten the most aggressive it's been since the Cold War. There's right. a thawing there. I mean, is that one reason Panetta and people are telling Israel, hey, knock it off?
Well, I think that both nations have their own interests, and this is one of those things I always tell people, always judge a nation by its own interests, not about what we think they're doing. All nations behave in their own best interests. The Chinese have a very strong relationship with the Iranians, with the Pakistanis, and plus, frankly, they're trying to develop their own influence over the region. So they're going to continue to do things which we don't like. That's the bottom line. The Russians are the same way. The Russians are trying to reinsinuate themselves as a superpower, and they're doing that by essentially what they did during the Cold War, proxy warfare. So we have to understand that these guys will be working with adversaries of ours at every level. So they're doing things behind the scenes, Alex, to do what they've always done, to try to gain advantage over us in such a way that their fingerprints aren't directly on it. The Russians and Chinese both have been helping the Iranians behind the scenes. Let's be brutally honest here. The Iranians would not be as far as they are with their nuclear program without direct support from both the Chinese and Russians. So we have to understand that. And I don't think our own nation, our own government, the White House, has fully understood that even if they talk nice to these folks, they aren't going to listen, and they're going to continue to do things to prop their own interests behind the scenes.
But let's say there's a clock and midnight is a bombardment of Iran, and then all the other horrible things, different things that can come out of that, but all of them are, you know, not nice. Clearly, the hands are moving closer to midnight.
Right. Well, I think we're at 11 o'clock. I think we're at a solid 11 o'clock, and this is what's going to happen, I believe, very clearly. The thing that's going to prompt the Israelis to act is the moment in time when they believe, and this is going to be key, Alex, they believe, when the Israelis believe the Iranians can mount nuclear weapons onto a delivery system. This is the thing that I think we need to focus on, and this is what I've been talking to my friends about. The Israelis are concerned about the Iranians being able to launch weapons in their direction. The moment that the Israelis feel threatened, that is to say that they think the Iranians can actually put a nuclear weapon, a nuclear missile, a nuclear tip on a missile, that's when they're going to act. I think it's a foregone conclusion the Iranians are going to have nuclear weapons. I think there's little we can do at this point to prevent that. However, we can do other things to make sure that if they have nuclear weapons, they cannot be used. That's going to be the critical juncture. And I think that moment in time is still a few months off, maybe up to 6 to 8 months before they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Some of my military sources say Iran, that they've been given briefings that Iran does have primitive atomic weapons. But is that internal propaganda within the army?
No, I believe that to be true. I believe, based on everything I'm told, that there's at least two nuclear weapons. That is to say that there are sufficient fissile material that they can put together. But with that said, you know, they are not, they can't be used. They can't deliver them. Therefore, that is the other thing. And simply having a nuclear weapon doesn't really give you much. You have to be able to use it. It's got to be a credible threat.
Sure, and if it doesn't airburst, it just blows a crater in the ground. I mean,
right, exactly. So they don't have a credible way of delivering, Alex. And I think, again, that's where we need to look at that. If when the Israelis and others believe there's a credible way of delivering a weapon of mass destruction to a target, they don't have that at this point in time. They've been trying to develop that. And I do believe this is the one area I do agree with Panetta on. I think they're at least 8 months to a year away from that. However, I do believe that the horses have left the barn regarding a weapon. I think
sure.
They have a weapon maybe.
Sure. In a limited time, and you've been very gracious to be with us here, Colonel, specifically looking at what's happening in Iran, how does it tie into Pakistan? What's behind all of these military strikes on Pakistani bases there on the border? And if Israel's so worried about Iran having nukes, I mean, from the numbers I've seen, Pakistan's got something like 100 of them in delivery systems?
Yes. I can't go on to all the details, but there's at least 100 nuclear warheads that Pakistanis have used, developed. Let me say something else frightening. They've got enough material to probably create another 100. And the other thing, yes, they have delivery systems. So I can be honest with you. I've been working on task forces looking at this for the past 5 years, and I think this is a much more worrisome target because if the central Pakistani government falls, they have not only weapons, they have delivery systems for them. And I think that's something we, you know, the current White House doesn't like talking about. And, the radicals within Pakistan continue to make headway in destabilizing that government. So I believe it's only a matter of time before that government becomes essentially a fail state. And you're going to have over 100 nuclear weapons that we will be worried about. And I can tell you that is one thing we are very – the Indians are also worried about that, Alex. I mean, that is a serious issue, one of which I think is as important, if not more important, than the Iranian issue.
Well, why doesn't Israel seem concerned about that? Because, I mean, what they've got medium-range missiles in Pakistan.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they believe they're trusting us, but for better or for worse, and having us deal with the Pakistanis. This is one of those things that I keep talking about regarding Afghanistan. The issue is not Afghanistan. Alex, it's Pakistan. Always has been. And this is something I think we continue to pretend otherwise. And this is why, there's been some folks doing a policy review of the region. There'll be some meetings on the Hill next week, which I think you'll probably see some results out of. But frankly, a lot of the folks I talk to understand clearly that the real issue needs to be Pakistan, not Afghanistan. And frankly, you know, the Iranians and what they're doing is important, but we already know that there's a fleet of nuclear weapons, nuclear tip missiles, which are available to radicals if they continue to push and destabilize the Pakistani
government. Sure, briefly, what do you make of the demonization of Ron Paul for pointing out what you and countless other analysts said, that whole thing with the Iranians wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador? I mean, saying that's baloney, they're attacking Ron Paul for that.
Let me point out two things to you, Alex. Remember, right when it was announced, they kept saying we're going to have more information coming out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Colonel, will you do 5 more minutes with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to go to break and come back and get into that. So many questions. Regardless, the world's getting into a very crazy position.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.